Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. Welcome to my overview for this full moon in Leo that will arrive either late tonight in Western time zones or overnight in my Eastern time zones, and tomorrow, Sunday morning, in the farther Eastern time zones. Wherever you are, this full moon is likely to appear most full tonight, and is totally the star of the show. Leo, sign of theater and performance and taking center stage, is the focal point of this chart in a way that is almost startling. So let's dive in and see what's happening with this particular Leo full moon. Leo, sign of fixed fire, loves the spotlight. Tonight's full moon in Leo has definitely taken center stage, the focal point of a range of aspect patterns. Just about everything in this full moon chart points to the Leo moon. Of course, your Leo energy might not love the spotlight. Even some Leo suns prefer a less front and center role. Leo longs for love and appreciation. Sometimes being in the arena feels too vulnerable. We don't want to risk that much. We can begin instead by saying Leo can handle the spotlight. Leo has the ability to command attention and hold space. Leo is steadfast. Steadfast, the word, has a deep history reaching back to Old Norse. Meanings include firm, faithful, unshakable, stubborn, and resolute. Feel how different this cluster of meanings is from shallow, celebrity-driven behaviors sometimes attributed to Leo. Likes rather than meaning become the metric? How do we move away from attention-seeking and toward deeper commitment-based loyalty? The full moon is in Leo, but the answers to our questions lie with the Aquarius sun. Aquarius is a place of innovation and essentially a place of principle. We're ready to try something new as long as it's authentic. I've included some extra charts this time to highlight the complex aspect patterns surrounding this moon. So if you're listening to the podcast and you're interested in seeing the charts, check out my website, the Instagram feed, or the Facebook feed. The charts will be there. Let's start with Thor's hammer, the most challenging of these patterns. The moon is at the apex of a Thor's hammer with the south node in Capricorn on one side and the Venus-Lilith-Chiron conjunction in Aries on the other. In today's contentious world, we can feel put in the spotlight and asked to choose sides. Can we really be ready to throw out everything that's worked in the past in favor of some untried nonsense? Surely the wisdom of the ages deserves more respect than that. Are we really willing to toss our most vulnerable populations under the bus of progress and capitalism yet again? Can't we see that the way things have always been done is going to kill us all? What to say here? We seem to be catching it from all sides. The sun in Aquarius, opposite the moon, answers, we say what is true. What is true for us. What the facts of the matter support. Not what we prefer. Not what someone else wants to hear. We say what's true. There's also a yod, the awkward triangle connection among planets with nothing in common. The moon sits at the apex of a yod that has Pluto and Saturn in Capricorn on one side and Neptune in Pisces on the other. How do we reconcile the demands of the physical world with our dreams of what could be? Physics, chemistry, and biology are real things. Sometimes it feels as if people on many different points of the political spectrum tend to ignore how the world actually works. On the other hand, our inner dreams and compulsions, our emotions, drive behavior. Sometimes we don't understand why we do what we do. Sometimes we ascribe motives to others that are inaccurate. Underneath that, our dreams keep us going. Our visions of the future give us hope. The Leo moon searches for common ground, for how to represent these very different worldviews. The solution, again, lies with the Aquarius sun. Aquarius is an incisive thinker. Logic and clarity are valued. We need authentic solutions that can bring our visions into reality. Last and not least, the moon is part of a grand trine in fire that includes Mars in Sagittarius and Eris, goddess of discord, in Aries. We are acutely aware of the crises facing us. We search, sometimes eagerly and sometimes desperately, for ways to address them. Here, the Leo moon can really shine. Here, Leo's sense of presence and command of attention focus our explorations. Here, too, the sun in Aquarius plays a key role. Sextiling Mars and Eris both, the sun turns the grand trine into a kite aspect pattern. A grand trine in fire brings tremendous energy. This trine wants to move and has the power to keep going. The sextiles to the Aquarius Sun add perspective and purpose. With Aquarian clear thinking and steadiness, the fire can actually get things done. We face a lot of challenges. The nature and form of these challenges can come into focus with this full moon illumination. On a personal level, this will happen relative to what we've been working on in recent weeks and months, as well as what's going on in our lives. We might feel the strength of what we're up against, the entrenched quality of what we need to shift or dissolve or break through. We get to see where different parts of the puzzle are not fitting together. This can feel daunting. At the same time, we also see a path forward. We gain insight into the values and goals that are most authentic to us. We have the chance to see our core principles in a new light. We also feel energized. Often it's not knowing where to turn that drains us the most. Once we have even a glimmer of an idea, we know what to do. Above all, we have the full moon in Leo. Our way forward is ultimately a path of heart. Leo is the sign of the heart, of the courage of the lion. Leo can be passionately fierce. We cannot reach our goals without putting our hearts into them. Leo moon and Aquarius sun together are steadfast. A clear sense of purpose, coupled to courageous and heart-centered commitment, cannot be shaken. Let's be resolute and, yes, stubborn in reaching for our most authentic goals. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology wishing you a passionate and illuminating full moon in Leo. May you see clearly what you need to see now and find the courage and passion and commitment to go forward and work it out. As always, thank you for listening.